bang.
Flies him up.
Crash.
Beautifully done.
Wallop.
Goal.
Try.
All sports, all the time. Macquarie Sports Radio.
It is 20 minutes past 7 o'clock. Jimmy Bartell and Brad Hardy in with me this morning. And 3W football's match of the day on Sunday is Lions and the Bombers, Brisbane and Essendon, and all the team heading up there. And it's Sunday fun day at the Gabba. Kids go free when the adults purchase a ticket, and it'll be good fun too, because Brisbane have been playing very well. And one of the reasons they are is a fit Tom Cutler, who joins us now. Tom, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The ladder says one thing, and the ladder's the ladder, your win-loss ratio, everything like that. But everyone's believing there's something special building at Brisbane. You've been around long enough to know that and sense that. Do you feel as if the really good and consistent times aren't too far away for Brisbane?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been consistent this season. We just haven't been getting the wins, as you've mentioned. Yeah, absolutely. We've got a team of young emerging talent, and our key indicators that probably a lot of people don't see suggest that we're definitely on the way up and on the way to getting more wins. It's just a matter of time.
Tom, I want to take you back to your game against Hawthorn, 26-3 goals. Did you walk away from that game going, you know what, I've got that elite ability in me, and you use that as a benchmark for games going forward?
Yeah, sure. I think I go into every game with great confidence. But yeah, that game certainly gave me a bit more coming out of it. But yeah, I go into every game with great belief in my ability that I can produce. The disposals and goals is probably just a product of the way we played that day. There's other things that I've got to do every week outside of that, but it was nice to have that game. Sure.
You have the athleticism, the height, all the skills to play any position on the ground. But ideal world, you're locked away for 100-plus minutes. What position are you playing?
Yeah, wing, yeah. I've been on the wing this season. At times, got the half-back due to injury and some other things in our team. But, yeah, I'd love playing on the wing. It's a good challenge out there, physically and also mentally. But, yeah, I like playing on the wing. And I've been able to produce probably my best football there, yeah.
Tom, Brad Hardy, good to talk to you, mate. You're channeling Stephen Kernaghan there by the sound of your voice. I think there's a lot to come out of that. But, mate, you seem to have had a big improvement on the road. Is that something Chris Fagan's sort of worked in and worked in about? We know you're dangerous at the Gabba, but how important is it to perform on the road?
Yeah, very important. We obviously play half our games at the Gabba and half our games on the road. So it's critical for us to win anywhere and take our brand of footy all across the country, and we only played the MCG. We only played there once this year, but that's where obviously the big finals are played, and we want to be able to take our game anywhere, anytime against any team. So it's something Fakes definitely emphasises for sure.
Beamsy stood down as captain, and Zorko stood up, and they're still leading really well from the front. But what about the loss of Charlie Cameron and guys like that? Because they provided you with even more X factor, haven't they?
Yeah, it was disappointing to lose Charlie for the rest of the season. He's obviously an outstanding talent and an underrated leader, I think, at our club. And he's brought so much to our team this year, so losing him was definitely disappointing, but on the flip side, it's certainly an opportunity for guys like myself and younger to step up and emerge even more. So, definitely disappointing, but everyone else has got to step up and replace him.
Former manager of Queen's Park Rangers, Ian Holloway, was lamenting the fact that his team weren't acting like raccoons around a rubbish bin in a poor performance. When I look at Cameron Rayner, I see a lot of raccoon and I see a lot of rubbish bins. He is an absolute dynamo, Tom. What an absolute ripper he's going to be for your club.
Yeah, definitely, Cam. Great character, first and foremost, and then we know what he can do and what he'll be able to do on the footy field. I remember when he was coming to the club, there were a lot of comparisons to other players, and I think Cam will make his own mark on the league. He's got that sort of that ability about him, and the way he approaches the game is quite unique. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Cam will produce in time.
He's a ripper. true or false, you have a love of chess?
Yeah, that's true, for sure.
Terrific. Have you seen any of Magnus Carlsen's work?
Yeah, I don't follow necessarily the game like I might another sport. I tend to just play,
No, don't do that. In like to pass a bit of time. You might have your little magnetic set when you're flying across the country. Is there someone who's quite happy to try and take you on at the Noble game?
I haven't. Actually, it was probably a few years ago where someone challenged me here from the team, but I tend to just play it over the internet. It's just a little hobby of mine that I like to do here and there.
Good stuff.
Tom, I love it when you have guys on from Brisbane and Gold Coast, because I just want you to, you're talking to a Melbourne audience. It's very easy for us down here to say it's flippant. Oh, you know, they're not going that good and they're not doing this. How difficult is it to prepare? How much do you have to manufacture your own intensity, you know, in a non-footballing state, so to speak, of southeast Queensland?
That's a good question. I think it's difficult to manufacture our intensity. This is what we love doing. We love to compete and play. I appreciate the market smaller than the city of Melbourne. I grew up there and I know what it's like. I don't think it's difficult. It's certainly a different environment. I can't speak for the big Melbourne teams and the big Melbourne moments I've played there in that situation. But there's definitely pros and cons to playing in different markets. That's for sure, I would say. But yeah, like it is a challenge. We don't get the support necessarily in the numbers that the Melbourne teams do, but when we're playing quite well, our fans are louder than anyone, I think. So we really appreciate the support we do get.
Keep up the fine work. Tom Cutler joining us from Brisbane. Our match for broadcast on Sunday at 3RW Football, when Brisbane takes on Essendon at 26:30 after 7 o'clock.